We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, he's told us before about playing Augusta National. And I was talking to him this morning, and he's going to the Masters this weekend. And I was saying this, Gino, this is widely thought of, the Masters is widely thought of as being the toughest ticket to get in sports. And you don't have the crappy Thursday tickets. You've got the weekend. You've got Saturday and Sunday. So I'm guessing it's the toughest ticket in sports if you're not a Heisman Trophy winner. Is that the fair caveat to that?
Hello, friends.
That's an excellent Jim.
I would say this. I turned 50 last August, and because of COVID, couldn't do anything. My brother turned 60. My oldest brother turned 60 in July. My wife said, I don't even know, probably a month ago or 2 months ago, Why don't you take him to the Masters? And I looked at her, and I'm like, there's no way you can get tickets. There's only like 20%. Seating, it's the players, and the players get like, their family, and that's kind of it, I guess, the members and stuff. And she was like, you really don't think you can get tickets? And I was like, I don't know. I never really thought about, putting the effort in, but, made a few phone calls, and fortunately, I got some good friends that do some stuff in golf on Sirius, and they were able to come through. I actually wanted to go to Friday and Saturday, only because my brother's coming in from California and it would have let me play my own golf on Sunday. But he said, hey, can you go Saturday and Sunday? So we switched it to the weekend.
And yeah, that's a lot easier said than done, Heisman, man. But, Gino, is there rule? Like, do they send you rules? Do you have to dress up? Like, me and Hawk will never, obviously, probably never have a chance to go. Like, you got to let us know how the preparation is if you're going to the Masters.
It's funny, Channing, you said, because like I'm nervous. I'm like, what's the dress code? Like, can I wear jeans if it's cold? Because it might rain a little bit on Saturday. What's the deal there? It's basically golfing attire. I was told if it gets wet, wear your golf spikes because it's basically everybody walking the same path. It gets kind of muddy. Initially, when my buddy said he could give me a couple passes, so they were going to have everybody have to take like a COVID test. You had to produce a negative COVID test before going in. But now that's not the case. But you have to wear a mask and be 6 feet apart and that sort of stuff. I think there's less grandstands and things, but. Yeah, I'm going to be, kind of nervous. It's like you can't bring a phone on the grounds. And I was like, okay, well, can I bring a camera to take a picture of my brother? And they're like, no, you can't bring anything on
really?
The facility that makes noise. So when you get there, I assume it's similar to, if you visited the Congress and up in D.C., where when you check in, you say, here's my electronic equipment, and they check it for you like a locker, and you can't have it until you back leave the grounds. Yeah, it's crazy.
That. So you can't take a phone there. You can't take a picture. Wow.
I had no idea. You can't do it. And my brother's in real estate. He says he's got a bunch of listings, so he's all stressed. I'm like, well, you can go get your phone back, walk off the property, get your business done for, you know, however long, and then come back in. But you cannot have a phone going in. It's one of the few places, apparently, that still, you know, will pat you down and take your electronics.
Yeah, so you got to be on your best behavior. I mean, the Masters doesn't mess around. We know this, and it's why it's so exclusive. And I had forgotten, like, that they're even down to 20-25% capacity. So this is a really tough ticket this year. Although Tiger's not playing, so maybe that makes it easier. I don't know. But
I don't either. I know this. My other buddy said it's 8.4 miles from the first tee to the 18th green if you walk the course.
I was going to ask you, are you allowed to walk with a golfer, or do they have COVID protocols in where you have to be stationary?
Well, there's ropes. There's inside the ropes where the players are, unless they hit a crappy shot and snap hook one into the trees.
but you can follow a golfer, is what I'm saying. You can follow them.
There's certain, obviously, there's areas where they can walk from green to the next tee that you can't. You know, and how close you'd be is basically how bad their shot would be. Because, you know, I mean, when you watch it on TV, you really don't even, you know, you see the fans in the grandstand around greens, but, you know, there are people standing in the, you know, along the fairway in the trees, you know, behind the ropes and stuff.
Gino Toretta is with us. He is our Masters correspondent. He is heading to Augusta National this weekend. Where will you stay? Do they have nice hotels around there, or are they mostly like Days Inn and stuff?
Yes, it's a city in the United States of America.
You go to the Grand Canyon, you act like I'm going to a third world country
and there's a golf course.
But you go to the Grand Canyon and you expect that there would be a Ritz-Carlton so you could have a nice view. You go to the Grand Canyon, it's all Best Westerns and Days Inn. So this is like a little enclave. I was wondering if there's a nice hotel. Are you staying at a nice hotel?
I am staying at, I think it's one of the Marriott properties. So, and I was told this, that if it's normal Masters week, it's like, you know, $800-900 a night. Now it's just, it's normal rate hotels. So it's all right. It's kind of like going to South Beach in spring break. And you're like, wait a sec, this hotel's $100 in the summer and it's $600 in spring break.
Yeah. What happened there?
So they speak English at the Masters, Gino? I'm just
you know, I'm not sure, Channing. I'm a little nervous. I'm going to probably bring my pocket dictionary and thesaurus with the Augusta, Georgia language.
but Gino, like when you like, are you walking around seeing, you know, Celine Dion and Jay-Z? Like I know there's famous people there, but like, is your mind blown by anybody that you'll see at Augusta?
I don't know. I don't know who's there. I'm kind of curious to see. I think one of our, you know, one of Hawk and I's classmates at UM that I didn't really know him in school, but he's like one of the sports marketing guys with IBM, and he's already there. And he's like, man, if it was any other year, you know, and I'm like, man, I don't want to come this year because I know the party that IBM and the amount of money they spend. I'd rather, you know, be full throat and have a bunch of fans. So I would assume, you know, there's going to be, you know, stars and people. I don't know as far as starstruck or things like that. You got to wear a mask, so you know, I think might be hard to, I guess, recognize most people. Kind of, you know, I'll give you my story when I played in Detroit with Barry Sanders. I remember going to a bar and it had like pool tables and it had like an outdoor like beach volleyball place and all this stuff. And I went to the restroom and I came back and some guy yells at me that's playing pool. And I look at him. I don't know who this guy is. And I was like, he waves me over. And I go over to him and it's literally Barry Sanders. He has like yellow glasses on. A hat, like I think he had like a mustache on, like he had a disguise, and so I don't know if other people will have disguises out there. But.
Now, will you have one of the famous pimento cheese sandwiches?
I heard the food is very inexpensive. The merchandise is expensive, but the food's inexpensive.
Yeah, like the pimento cheese sandwich is like $2. It's literally like because you know the Augusta does it their way, and so the prices are what the prices are, and they don't jack them up for a big tournament. And plus, it's just their club members anyway, for the most part. So the pimento cheese sandwich is like the famous item to get.
Yeah, I'll try that. I think there's a new item, chicken salad sandwich, on the menu. I would probably be inclined. I know one place I'm going to be. The line where it says domestic beer. I know I'm going to get in that line probably a couple times during my 8.5 mile walk or 8 hour walk of being out there watching golf.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine several times. Tomorrow, you know, is National Beer Day. So how will you be celebrating?
That's what I was told. Is it truly National Beer Day?
It is. It is. You had called me this morning to tell me, and I double-checked, and it is indeed National Beer Day. And I'm guessing who on the Hurricanes was able to, and the statute of limitations is way beyond, who on the Miami Hurricanes, the teams that you played on, could down the most beer?
Oh, my God. Over a certain time, like I was a pretty good endurance beer drinker, you know, like I could,
but like
I could
a night out, a night out, just, you know, having a table somewhere and they're just bringing pitcher after pitcher. And cause I've watched Crowder do it and it boggles my mind. Like I don't have that kind of,
it'd have to, you know, it would have to be, probably one of the big linemen, but I don't know much. I would say this: since college, people that I have been impressed with, our coach Dennis Erickson can, and I'm not saying quantity, the speed at which he could drink a bottle of beer was astounding. Like he could take a bottle, you know, those guys that can open up. You know those guys that can open up their throat?
Doing the coach's show at Corbett's. Remember Corbett's?
Yeah, he could open up his throat. He would take a bottle and a long neck, and he would tilt it up. His throat wouldn't move. He'd bring it down, and there was like 2 inches left in the beer. I was like, damn, he didn't even swallow, and the beer's almost gone.
Yeah. That dude could throw him down at Corbett's. I remember my first time there, and Dennis Erickson was there. I was like, holy hell.
You know what? I got to ask him, Huck. I got to ask Gino, because he, you know, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, you know, and we're talking about chugging beers. When I was in school, Gino, we did the shotgun, where you take the can, you shake it up, you bust the hole in the bottom, and you open the top and suck it. And we also had the funnel. We had the bong where you can pour 6 beers, 2 shots, and take it down. Were we advanced, or were y'all already bonging, funneling, and shotgunning back when you were playing?
Oh, dude, I did that in high school. Come on. I mean, you're just, you know, your partner's Hawk. He's not down. He's not down. I mean, dude, I remember taking a high school trip with me and my buddies to a ranch. We had some people we know owned a ranch house and all that stuff. We brought eight of us, a keg of beer. That was gone before the end of the first night. Like we were doing keg stands. We were trying to figure out how much in the funnel, you know, you could fill in the funnel and a guy could do it without, you know, coughing up burping up the foam and all that stuff. So, no, we did all that. And I got to ask though, that's a rookie move. Why would you shake the beer up before you shotgun it out of a can? You know it's got carbonated water in it. You don't need to shake it. You just put a hole in the bottom and open the top and tip it up.
Because they wanted to shoot in your mouth and get you all drunk. My story, Gino, I'll tell you mine real quick. It was, you know, frat row. At University of Florida, the players stay on the opposite side of frat row. So there's a frat across the street, and they have like this outdoor kind of patio, but it's on the second floor. So they got this long bong made, this long funnel, and they would pour 6 beers. The thing was, you get a 6-pack and 2 shots of Jack Daniels into this bong. So I took 2 of them. That's 12 beers and 4 shots. And so I was tore up, Gino. My woman, you know, at the time, she came and picked me up. You drink 12 beers and 4 shots in 30 minutes, you're going to pee in the bed. she wore all white to pick me up. So we went back to my dorm. We both go to sleep. I pee in the bed. All her white clothes are covered in pee, and now it's see-through clothing. That's when I stopped doing funnels because I knew that's just too much liquor and beer to drink in a 30-minute period.
I've done some beer bongs. I've never let somebody put shots of alcohol into the beer while you're doing shots. But
you didn't have Ron
right.
Zook overseeing the overseeing the fun.
Oh, Zook was pouring the beers.
If you do one of those six beers in two shots, I you'd be pretty tore up in about 30 minutes. I would think.
Yeah. So after I got tore up, Gino, I took another one. And then had my lady friend pick me up, and it was a long night for both of us.
So did you get honorary membership in the fraternity, or at least get your picture up? That had to be a record, because you know none of those frat boys could do that.
They wouldn't let Crowder in the fraternity, so Ron Zook came back there and fought them all because he didn't want to see Crowder disrespected that way.
Longer story there, Gino.
Somebody texts in Gino funneled beers, Hawk funneled cakes. That is correct. All right, Gino Toretta.
Like
so,
is there
a golfer that you're planning on following? Is there someone that you're rooting for?
So here's my guess. There's only like 88 players, you know, and by Saturday it's going to be cut down. I mean, it's only a 10
right.
shot, you know, window, so. You know, it's usually like 50 people. I'm go out and watch the leaders, obviously on Sunday, but, you know, kind of go watch the whole, you know, see if those guys can play the holes as well as I played the holes back in 92 when I barely broke 100 out there. That's what my goal is.
All right. We'll see if anyone can hang with what Gino did at Augusta National. Gino Toretta makes his triumphant return to Augusta National this weekend for the Masters. He will tell us how it was. You'll come on with us Monday and let us know?
Well, Monday I'll be driving back because I'm not flying. I'm still I'm only half inoculated, so I'm driving up there and I'll be driving back.
Perfect. You'll call us from the car. You'll let us know how it was. All right. There you
all
go.
Right. Hopefully, well,
Toretta,
you know
the
cell service is around Gainesville and all those areas. It's not exactly the greatest thing.
Oh, I mean, listen,
world.
They've put all their infrastructure money in Zaxby's and they forgot about cell service. But you know, that's how Gainesville rolls.
Zaxby's and Alachua Steakhouse.
Yeah, there you go.
Alachua
that's what they do.
Steakhouse.
That's what they do. All right. Thank you, Gino. Have fun this weekend.
See you guys. Thanks.
There you go, Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, our Masters correspondent.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Can you yodel?
No, I'm Black Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
I just had a funny text exchange with Leroy Horde. I never lose my personality, as you may know. My personality is always my personality. So he's texting me as we were talking in the last segment about the food offerings at the Masters. And you know Leroy is a huge golfer. That dude loves to golf.
Yeah.
When I used to be program director over at 790, he was hosting a golf show on the weekends. Like, he loves golf. So we were talking about the concessions there.
When we talk about players that can golf, like JT comes up, Leroy comes up. Like, people know Leroy can play golf down here.
Like, is he a scratch golfer? Is he good?
Yes. I think he's the old guy. Hey, were you leaving the club? 3 under today, and he's not lying. I say 3 wow. under, and I'm 19 over. He literally is 3 under.
Well, so he's texting me as we're talking about the concession offerings, and he's like, the food is good. $3.05 on a Friday.
Dolly.
God bless. Dolly.
He's like, the tickets are so damn expensive, though. He said full week is $2,500+. And so I texted him, I'm going to make a pimento cheese sandwich this weekend. I know I said this in November, Solana. I said I was going to do it, and I didn't. I'm doing it this weekend. I'm going to watch the Masters. I'm going to make a pimento cheese sandwich. I'm going to drink a funky Buddha. I'm going to sit outside and pretend like I'm there. And so Leroy texts back to me, disgusting, WPF. Hmm. I figured out immediately what that meant. White people food. I used my context clues. So I wrote, I love WPF. And he wrote, it's white people food. I know damn well you didn't know what I was talking about. And I wrote, I 100% did. And then he texts me, chitlins, BPF, hog malls. And then he says, ask Channing. But yeah. Here's where my personality flaw comes out. I had to correct his spelling on chitlins. Because
he spelled it chitlins.
He spelled it chitlins, and it's really spelled chitterlings. It's and then, but that's I ruin everything with my personality. I couldn't let it go. I had to let him know. No, it's chitterlings.
You want to know something funny? I ate chitlins growing up. I can't even remember how far back there were chitlins around when my grandma was alive. You know, all my elders, I guess. And then I was like 12 years old, and I was in Detroit, and my uncle brought back a bag that was, you know, free, you know, frozen bag, not prepared, and it said chitterlings on it. And I was like, so what are these? He was like, oh, man, them chitlins. I was like, no, they said, look at that. That's, I don't know what that is, pork chitterlings. What is a chitterling? Yeah, no. And, bro, I thought for years, and I don't know if Leroy just figured this out, they're not chitlins. We just been calling them chitlins. They're chitterlings.
Right. They're chitterlings. Chitterlings. All right. So here's the code word. Code word is taxi. Text the word taxi to 72881. That's 72881. You could win $1,000. Text the word taxi right now to 72881. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. Text the word taxi to 72881. All right, here comes Alejandro Solana with your headlines. Will you make a pimento cheese sandwich this weekend, Solana?
I will. I'll go to Publix. I'll get some bread. I'll get some pimento cheese, and I'll make myself a sandwich. I'll partake in the festivities.
All right. Will you do it, Crowder?
May I ask, where is the pimento cheese located?
I'm going to guess in the cheese section.
It's cold cheese? Is this warm cheese?
Yeah, I think it's where the Merckx is and the, you know what I'm talking about with the Merckx? They got those little things of Merckx. They got the port wine. Yeah, I think.
We're a big, we're cheese people, like you said, the white people food, black people food. We're cheese. Like, we like cheese. We'll eat some cheese now, but I've just never seen the pimento cheese. I just don't know the area.
In all honesty, I don't know if I've ever seen it either. Not that I've ever looked for it, because I think pimento cheese is just a spread, right? It's a pimento cheese spread.
Oh, so it's not a block?
No. It's a spread, I think.
Oh, because this black people, white people thing, I don't know if this is my white side coming out, but I love a damn charcuterie tray, so I can't speak or, act like I'm, not dealing with cheeses, but I've never seen pimento cheese anywhere.
No, that's a spread. Oh, look at this. Okay, pimento cheese on Wikipedia. Pimento cheese is a spread or relish made with cheese, mayonnaise, and pimentos. Well, that sounds delicious.
Pimentos? That's the little red thing in an olive?
Yeah.
Hot.
All right. So, you just get yourself a little tub of pimento cheese spread and just slather that thing up on some white bread. Don't toast it, and you almost mush it down. Maybe you want to eat it. I'm guessing they serve it in like that cellophane paper, at the Masters. All right, we're all making pimento cheese sandwiches. You in?
I'm in, but can I? Because the black delegation likes to grill our cheese sandwiches. Can I grill it?
No, you're eating it like you're at Augusta National. No grilling allowed.
Okay.
Jimmy, is Jimmy there at 560? Jimmy, will you agree to have a pimento cheese sandwich this weekend?
Sure.
Perfect. All right, so all four of us, that went perfectly. We'll all have our pimento cheese sandwich this weekend. all right. Yeah. Headline,
Jimmy,
Solana.
Goodness, Jimmy, stop talking so much. Gosh, you're killing me here.
He's making it. He makes us go over on the clock, Len. I don't know what to do.
Love you, Jimmy.
I love Jimmy. Jimmy is the best.
My roommate, JL, he works at Publix. I just texted him. Is Publix selling pimento cheese spread? So I'll get back to you guys on that.
All right. Yeah, let me know.
See, in the express lane, because those are the best cashiers.
Oh, is that so? If you're good, they put you in the express lane?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. You got to be timely. You got to
go get quick, talk, know what to do. Yeah. If he's Solana's roommate, maybe he might be stocking the dairy section.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I love pig feet.
I love hog mole.
Hawk and Crowder.
This hour, we are going to play parts of just the story part of an interview we did with John Kangemi last November when they played the 2020 Masters very late in the year because they had obviously skipped it in April, the beginning of the pandemic. But John Kangemi, we had a great story from Gino Toretta telling us that Kangemi hit a hole in one at Augusta. And so we brought Kangemi on to tell the story, and it's fascinating. And as I'm sitting here watching the Masters, and a lot of people will be watching it this weekend, it's a great story. So I am going to get to that this hour without question. Where did you hit your hole in one? Was it like Gainesville or something?
No, it was Coral Springs, one of those courses up there. It was so long ago.
I didn't know they had putt-putt in Coral Springs.
Get the hell out of here. Putt-putt, nothing. 180, 181, baby, at night with a fluorescent ball. I you know the story.
What's the story? Go ahead. What's the story of your hole in one? It really is. It's an amazing athletic accomplishment.
It was the first... And listen, I can see you smiling right now, even though I can't see you. Because that's why you told me to tell the story.
I'm picturing a clown, like Krusty the Clown, on this little putt-putt golf course. And you maintaining all these years, you hit a hole-in-one.
It was a legit golf course up in Coral Springs. Jeff Darlington actually invited me to go golf with him because a charity set up a nighttime golf. Where they would there were like little fluorescent, you know, the little things you break on the outside of the greens. Inside the hole, they had a flashlight where you'd point up and you can see the hole. It was a smart idea. I don't know why it didn't happen, probably because nobody wants to damn play golf at night. But we did it. And the balls, you know, when you dropped them the first time, they would light up. So you had a lit ball, you had a lit up hole, and you had the greens and everything were lined with some kind of lights or just to let you know where you need to hit. And it was 180 out. And I hit, I don't even remember what club I hit, but 180, I was probably hitting 5, 6. And I hit it, and I knew I hit the green because how it bounced, and then the ball disappeared. And I went running. I threw my club. Jeff Darlington jumped on me. Actually, T, my buddy Tremaine McCullum, he was there. We all jumped and started hugging each other and ran up and got the ball out the hole. 180 at night with a light-up ball in Coral Springs. And you're still smiling, Hawk, and you can go to hell.
Well, because that's not a regulation ball then. So it's not really a regulation hole-in-one. Because there
harder.
Are no light-up balls at the Masters. I'm just saying.
Harder.
Just a quick little update. I found out Publix has pimento cheese spread. Multiple.
Yeah, I
brands.
Saw you. I saw you text us the pictures. So we're all doing this, right? We're all going to make pimento cheese sandwiches. I know I did this in November and none of us did it. But I'm saying for this weekend to watch the Masters, you go get a little pimento cheese spread, Kraft. I see the picture, a 5-ounce jar of Kraft pimento cheese spread. Pop it on some white bread, and we're going to watch the Masters, eat pimento cheese sandwiches, drink some funky Buddha, right, and pretend like we're there. Everybody in?
I'm in.
All right. Jimmy, you still in, Jimmy?
Well, I have to come in tomorrow.
I could bring you some pimento cheese, Jimmy.
I love you, Jimmy. That is because he's just, it's so opposite of Solana. Solana will lie about anything. Jimmy will be honest about anything.
Jimmy.
You could do, well, you could do it Sunday too. Masters on Sunday. So you could do it Sunday. Solana, you hook him up with the pimento and the pimento cheese and the stuff, and then let him, you know, whatever. We'll talk to him next week. All right.
As long as, Jimmy, just make sure you're not eating or opening up that jar in your room, because, I mean, your fan can make a mess of things. You know? Let's get to weather from the Exogen Weather Center. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop to around the low 70s.
That's the greatest answer. I mean, Solana cannot lie easily enough. Like, Solana, are you going to do it, Solana? Yeah, without question. Like, Jimmy does not want to be on record as saying he's going to eat a pimento cheese sandwich. He's got to come into work.
Jimmy said, I got to work, boy. I ain't making no promises. I got to work.
I love that. Gimme yimmy. Gimme yimmy.
I love this Jimmy guy. Oh, he's stealing my soul.
To that back and forth with Jimmy for the rest of the hour and 45 minutes we're on the air. I could listen to that on a loop. That was great. I have tears streaming down my face. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll continue to have some fun here. Going to get that Kenjemi story at some point during the 4 o'clock hour as well. Wow, that was great.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
¿Quieres Coca-Cola? ¿Quieres un vaso de agua? ¿Quieres huevos rancheros?
Hawk and Crowder.
So the defending champion for the Masters is Dustin Johnson. And, you know, I think we've done this exercise before, Crowder. I've certainly mentioned previous menus. But the winner gets to choose the entire menu for the Masters Club dinner before the next tournament starts. And so Dustin Johnson was able to put together his menu a few nights ago. Here's what he chose. The appetizers were pigs in a blanket and lobster and corn fritters.
Ooh.
I like that.
Oh, DJ, get him, big man. I like it.
First course was a house salad or Caesar salad. There were family-style sides, mashed potatoes or spring vegetables.
Hmm.
The main course was filet mignon and miso marinated sea bass.
Ooh.
And dessert was peach cobbler and apple pie with vanilla ice cream.
Man, that peach cobbler in Georgia hits different with them Georgia
peaches.
I
bet. Yeah, it hits different. That's a pretty good menu. It's a pretty good menu.
Heck yeah.
Right?
You got to always start with the meat. I hate when people say, the appetizers and the salad. You got to start filet. What was it? Filet and miso salmon? That
miso
already.
Miso marinated sea bass. Yes.
Oh, sea bass. Oh, my goodness. Sea bass is delicious. Yes. Dustin, hats off to you, Dustin.
Like that menu, Solana? Does that work for you?
I don't know. Pigs in a blanket? Really? I mean, that's kind of bar mitzvah stuff, isn't it?
Well, but that's what I like. I like when it's like it doesn't have to be, you know, crudité. Not that I mean, just sounds fancy. It's not. It doesn't. It like who doesn't like a little mini hot dog wrapped in a croissant?
Not you know? Somebody well, else's. No, somebody else is paying for it. Hawk. I want mermaid
right,
ass.
Right.
But do you want to have food that you enjoy? This is I find this to be so crazy. How many bar mitzvahs or events have you gone to where they have a little kids area for their food, and their food is much better than what they're offering the adults?
Yeah. Much more
I mean,
normal.
I know you, like, you, yeah. Normal, right? Yeah. I know you. You like the adventurous stuff. You like to order things that you've never seen before on the menu, and I'm fine with that. Like, I don't mind any of that. But, man, I go to some sort of social event, and they've got, you know, foo-foo on a platter with a glaze, and then there's a little kids line over there that's got chicken tenders and french fries and pigs in a blanket. I'm always wanting to walk over there and get that stuff. So I appreciate him doing pigs in a blanket and lobster and corn fritters. That's a good appetizer right there.
Give me the whale shark throat.
Yeah, see, no.
Give me whatever you can find that I've never eaten before.
Yeah, I want a pizza puff. I want the basics. I want to eat the things that I like, you know?
Oh, gotta adventure out, man.
You're in the green jacket. Go out,
Solana, don't you like hit the kids line at the bar mitzvah because they have all the good food?
No, for sure. Sometimes, you know, next to your steak or prosciutto wrapped mushroom, you know, you want the chicken tenders, and I get that. But man, you're in the green jacket. You're around money. Like, give me the rustic Tuscan pepper bruschetta. You know, like, give me something like that.
Mm-hmm. There we go, Solana.
Pigs in a blanket, man. I'm with that 100%. Big Dustin Johnson fan now. And lobster and corn fritters. That sounds delicious, doesn't it? I don't see that anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Any kind of fritter is delicious.
Oh, you bread up some meat and fry the hell out of it? Come on, man. Mermaid fritters. I'm just something good.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
Hawk and Crowder.
John Congemi. Now, everybody knows him from MiamiDolphins.com and the Audible and CBS4 with the pre and post. And I had no idea up until a few months ago. I forget why we were talking about Congemi. Why were we talking about him?
Oh, beats me, but yes, you learned a lot.
I had no idea that he was a college quarterback and then had a long, successful career in the CFL as a quarterback. Had no idea. Anywho. But then yesterday, we have Gino Toretta on the air. I had texted Gino in the morning. I'm like, you ever been to the Masters? And he's like, no, but I've played Augusta. And I said, oh, come on the show and talk about it. And he's telling us stories yesterday. And then he mentioned that John Congemi aced a hole at Augusta, which
16,
has to be.
Didn't it say 16, right?
Was it 16? It has to be. So anyway, we'll bring him on. John Congemi's here. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Was it 16? Is that the hole-in-one?
Yes, it was 16. It was my only – I hadn't had a birdie all day. And it was one of those things where – you know, you get lucky sometimes, and I was fortunate enough to be really lucky on 16 to make that hole-in-one.
That's insanity. You had, obviously, like I said, I mean, you were the Fiesta Bowl MVP when you were playing in college football. Like, you've had a long athletic career. Is that the highlight of your athletic career, hitting a hole-in-one at Augusta?
I would say it ranks pretty high, guys, to be honest with you, because 24 hours before I was able to play Augusta, I had no idea I was even going. So it was kind of ironic. Dan Marino was part of the CBS broadcast of the Super Bowl the year Peyton Manning won down here in Miami. And I think Danny called me about midnight or 12:30 in the morning and said, hey, listen, the guy from Samsung backed out. And immediately I said yes. I didn't know where we were going. I had no idea what was happening. But I figured it was golf, so I put my golf shoes on, and when he said Augusta, I went right to bed. So it was kind of surprising that I got the invite at the last minute, but it was spectacular. I figured I'd never get an opportunity to play it, so I better say yes, and I better put my shoes on that night.
And John, we talked to Gino about it yesterday. He played there too, and He said it's immaculate. Like, there's not one blade of grass off. Is it that damn exciting, bro? Because I played at some pretty good courses. Augusta is 10 times, 20 times nicer than any other place you've ever played at.
Channing, I will say this. It's the nicest place you've ever played on steroids times 20. There's just nothing. There's nothing out of place. There's nothing that's wrong with it. And you know, the day we played, it was, you know, beginning of February, so there was only about four or five groups out on the golf course. So, you know, Dan Marino hits before me on 16, and he hits a 7-iron, and the pin's not Sunday back left, but it's middle of the green left down on the slope. So he hit a 7-iron, and instead of the ball kicking and then just tumbling down to the left towards the hole, his came kind of back at us at the tee box. So when I got up, I said, you know, if I can hit it like, you know, five more yards, maybe it gets down close and I'll have a chance to make a birdie anyway. So when I hit it, it was right on Danny's line, and instead of coming back at us, it went sideways. So the caddies, you know, we're walking there, obviously, and there's caddies behind us, and my caddy's getting more excited than the others because they must have action on all of us that we had no idea, right? So he's going, you know, this is getting close. This has a chance. It's coming out of the, you know, the shadows and into the sunlight. And all of a sudden, it goes into the bottom of the hole, and I yell, but I swear to this day, nothing came out. It was just like, ah, and nothing came out. My caddy's doing jumping jacks behind me. I don't know how much money he made on me, but it must have been a lot. He's hugging me. He's, you know, it's going crazy. So Danny's so pissed that his ball didn't go down and have a chance that he says, when we got to 17T, he said, I got the honors. That was BS. My ball should have went in.
You didn't even get honors after a hole in one?
No. He grabs the tee box. I said, Danny, that's bad, man. He says, I don't care. I got robbed.
That's funny,
so it was
man.
Great.
John?
The best part about it, guys, when I get in the clubhouse, now I'm figuring I'm on the hook for drinks, whoever's there, right? So we walk in, and Danny's going, hey, my boy made a hole one on 16, and whoever would want to listen. There's only about six people in the pro shop. So the head pro comes out, and he says, hey, listen, congratulations on your hole in one, Mr. Kangemi. How would you like to take care of that? And I said, well, wait a minute. I figured they'd shower me with gifts at Augusta, right? I'm not at any any course. I'm gonna have FootJoy shoes for a year, right?
Right. You're going to get fitted for a green jacket.
Yeah, something. And he goes, I said, MasterCard, Visa? I don't know. He goes, Visa's fine. So it cost me a couple dollars, but I got a great shot of the hole with the ball and the scorecard and a plaque. It was awesome.
That is wow. So friggin' cool. John Kangemi.
Welcome to the club, John. You know, I'm
yeah,
a hole
Crowder,
in one guy.
Yeah, right? Crowder claims he had a hole in one. No one really has proof, but he claims. Actually, Jeff Darlington has backed it up because Jeff Darlington was there. Is that your only hole in one, John?
No, that was my second. The first one was at a celebrity tournament out in San Diego where Max Fly put up $50,000 for a hole in one, and I made it on the last hole. I was
Get
playing with George Gervin and Stan Humphries. Yeah.
Oh my God! I'm more excited about him playing
Channing,
golf
got,
with George Gervin than Dan Marino.
Channing, you've got Jeff Darlington back, and yours up, and I have the Iceman. So I'll take the Iceman's word for it.
He always beats me, John. Damn.
That is crazy. What a great story, John Kangemi. And again, you see him all over MiamiDolphins.com and on CBS4 and whatnot. So is golf your love over football? Is that your first true sport love?
No. As a kid, I kind of played every sport. So football, baseball, basketball. I was the only kid playing golf at, you know, 9 or 10 years old, maybe with two or three clubs. But I enjoyed it because my grandfather played and my dad played. So it was a way just to get outside and do it. So I ended up doing it. I played maybe a half a season my senior year in high school at St. Thomas. And then I always played golf, you know, when I went to college. So, you know, it was one of those things where I just love the sport and enjoy it to this day.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, bro, here you go.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.